The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimetimeSports.com.
Welcome back in. A rundown on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from last night. Siegel 57, Ottawa 31. It was Blackman defeating Signal Mountain 72-35. Gallatin 0.9 seconds on the clock. Field goal defeated Oakland 31-29. Riverdale 41, Maplewood 14. It was Olive Branch defeating our Smyrna Bulldogs 26-24. Mount Juliet over Laverne 35-19. Eagleville 4-0. Steve Carson getting it done, 13-0. Actually, I think the players are. I'm not sure how much he has to do with it. I'm going to hear about that one. Cosby 40, MTCS 6.
Steve may have something to say to you about that.
I'm sure he will. I did, in my pick, say Carson for mayor. He may run for Eagleville mayor.
He might do it and we'd win. Steve's a good football coach.
He is. We got all good football coaches here in the county, and you being one of those. Boy, it must have been a motivating week this week out at Blackman High School.
Pretty tough week for our kids. It was homecoming week, but we didn't really do very much as a school until yesterday. We had a big day, but our kids practiced extremely hard and extremely physically, and were challenged. And last night wasn't a perfect night by any means. I mean, we don't want to give up that many points, but sometimes our kids fought hard and tried to play extremely hard. And that's what my grades were about last night. I was grading kids on great effort, and anything less than that is unacceptable in our game. And our kids fought and played with great effort last night. Made plenty of mistakes that we can correct, but you can't do anything. You can't correct anything without great effort. So I was exceptionally pleased with the effort our kids gave last night.
Kind of felt like after last week that was going to be your challenge. After talking to you last week, that you were going to challenge each kid, and you wanted the effort from each and every person out there. Didn't feel like you necessarily got that effort in last week's game. So I'm sure you're pleased to see that turnaround.
Absolutely, I showed our kids video, and our kids saw the video from the previous week, and the lack of effort plays, and I'd never seen that many plays on a video, and that's not the kind of kids we have. And so why it happened, who knows. We have unbelievably hardworking kids and tough kids, and so it's just one of those deals, and we corrected that. Our kids corrected that, and they came out last night with little something about them that said that whatever's going to happen, we're going to fight, and we're going to fight no matter what. And with that, it was a battle. Signal Mountain offensively is an explosive team. Got two receivers, 165, 163. Got a quarterback that's top 50 junior in the country. And got about three backs that are all built the same way. 5'9", 5'10", 200 pounds, bowling balls. And they did a good job offensively. With what they do, they're a lot of wing T stuff and then spread stuff and a lot of things to defend, and we didn't always do that well. We always gave effort, but we didn't always defend them well. But finally found a way to get some stops, and once we did that, we were able to finally put the game away. But give them credit, they were a heck of a football team, and it was a very entertaining game last night for the fans, that's for sure.
Well, I talked to Ron about this a minute ago. When you see names like Maplewood, for instance, Riverdale playing them, or Siegel and Ottawa, Blackman, Signal Mountain, those are not typical teams that you see around here, and you can be lulled into about what kind of football team they are. But you knew coming in, they won 17 games in a row or something like that, 19. I mean, they're a really good football team.
Yeah, we knew. They won a state championship last year at a smaller division. They're ranked first in the state in the 4A division.
They jumped up two divisions this year.
Right, and ranked number one, and they've destroyed everybody they've played this year. We knew what we were getting into. But at the same time, you're right from a standpoint that,
I think the fan doesn't maybe get that
right.
Sometimes.
I mean, we show our kids videos, so our kids understood how talented this team was that we were playing, but it's not the next-door neighbor either, and so I'm sure there's some of that. But to be honest with you, from an emotional standpoint, you only get to that emotional level, that ultimate level, whatever you want to call that, emotionally, three or four times a year. I mean, you can't get emotionally at the very top every single week. I mean, So we're looking for consistency. I mean, it's great if they're emotional, and, you know, we want our kids to play with emotions and all those kind of things. But the bottom line is you got to be consistent week after week, and consistent with great effort, and consistent with being physical, and consistent with, you know, with tackling well. I mean, all those things, you're looking for consistency no matter who you play. And but, you know, because the emotions are going to come and go because we're humans, and that's what humans, you know, humans emotionally are different every day. So football teams are the same way from one Friday to another. But the consistency should come in great effort and execution and all those things that football coaches expect their teams to do.
You know, last night I think I went over my texting allowance with all the scores that were coming in because it seemed to change every 2 or 3 minutes. You know, that was a wild west shootout, you know, and you probably hear shootout a lot, but there were a lot of points scored, and you were fortunate to take advantage of some of their miscues and mistakes late in that game to kind of blow it out.
Absolutely. That's how the blowout happened. You know, we started off 10-0 in the ball game, and then from that point on, they scored, then we would score, and they would score, and that went all the way through without failure. I mean, literally all the way through, back and forth the entire game until their last touchdown came with 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the third quarter. We scored again to go up 2 scores. Our defense then got a stop. We scored. Our defense then picked off one, you know, and we scored. And so that's how come, you know, it ended up being whatever it was, 72-35, because we had 2 defensive touchdowns along with that. But literally after we got up 10-0, from that point on, each team scored throughout the remainder game until the fourth quarter, because their last score was a 207. We came back and scored at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and then they didn't, you know, they didn't score anymore. But until that point, after the 10-0 start by us, literally every the team scored touchdowns every possession until the end of the third quarter. Well, so that's great for offense. It's not what you want to see defensively, but you know, we got to do some things defensively a little bit different, obviously, and we'll find those things out this week. But it's not a lack of effort. We can fix all those other things. We can fix execution. We can fix, you know, coverage. We can fix a lot of those things. I mean, I don't know if we can fix, you know, a 6'5 kid jumping over top of you catching the ball. I mean, we got to be more physical there. But our kids gave great effort. So with that, we'll fix all those other things. And so I'm not happy with how we played on defense, but I'm still in watching the video to the wee hours of the morning. I was happy with great effort, and so we'll fix the other stuff.
Well, when you can make some plays, though, to give your team the best chance, which is what happened there in the fourth, your defense did make some plays to get the ball away from them, to put it back in your hands. The defense scored a couple of touchdowns. So in a close back-and-forth game, at some point something gives, you know,
right,
and it went your way. And you're saying the effort was great, and you have to think that it's because of that effort that they kept on to the point where they got the break that they deserved.
Right. Somebody at some point has to give in, right? I mean, somebody's going to make a great play. Something's going to happen to be that play of the game. And and for us, we kind of felt like all along, if, you know, we get up 2 scores, we get, you know, get up 10 points and get a stop, we can put the game away. And when we did that with 2:07 left in the third quarter, we were able to put the game away. So very proud of that. You know, the other things I'm proud of, and I haven't really spoke too much about them, is that, you know, we played a ton of kids last night. We played 3 tailbacks. You know, Octavius Mathers obviously got 319 yards or whatever it was for 24 carries, an unbelievable night of rushing.
Had about 200 in the first half, I think.
Yeah, and dealt with a migraine there. He's having some migraine, you know, occasional migraine issue, and I think it's exercise-induced, so we're going to send him to the doctor to see if we can get something to help control that. Because he's kind of had 1 2 weeks in a row.
Kind of suffered a little bit from that last week.
Yeah.
Was he sick on the sideline?
Yeah, he got sick on the sideline, yeah. Same thing. So I think it's exercise-induced. So we're going to look at some things with him to see if we can get him, you know, through that, because that's not obviously what you want. But D. Mathers came in and ran the heck out of the ball. His little brother, I mean, ran it hard. A lot of receivers stepped in and made lots of plays last night. I mean, we just – and same thing on defense. We played some different kids. And what I like last night is I like the energy of our football team. I like the intensity of our football team. And I like the fact that even though we faced adversity and went through some things last night, that we stood up and didn't accept it and fought. And that's been kind of the word, you know, all week long. And I like the fact that our kids try to respond to that.
We're talking to Philip Shadowins this morning, the Blackman Blaze, 3-1 on the year, 72-35 win over Signal Mountain in last night's game, which was homecoming out at Blackman High School. The Signal Mountain team was big, strong, physical. I mean, they may not have the numbers that some of these 6A teams have, but they certainly had the talent and the talented kids. Could compete on the 6A level, I would think.
They look like somebody came up to me after the game. Not a parent, it was just a fan that was there at the game that goes to a different football game. So, said, you know, told me that if you didn't know that Signal Mountain was 4A, we're just looking at them, you'd think they're a 6A team by their bodies.
Yeah.
And they had some of the most impressive looking kids. I mean, their middle linebacker's a kid who's pretty inexperienced. He's 6'2", 240 pounds. Ran a kickoff return back for 96 yards against us last night. We had nobody to catch him. Can fly. You know, they got a corner that won a state in the 100 last year. They got two receivers that are both going to sign Division I scholarships this year. Got a quarterback's top 50 in the country, junior. I mean, that sounds like a team in our district, you know. I mean,
yeah.
The thing that that the numbers hurt them on was big bodies. I mean, they had a solid offensive line, but they didn't have as many big bodies as you see in our league. You know, when you play Oakland and Riverdale and Smyrna and, you know, and Siegel, and they didn't have as many big bodies.
You've got more kids to choose from,
right.
Kids that can come out and play.
And we don't have, you know, fortunately, first, we don't have a ton of big bodies either, but we had more big bodies maybe than they did. But, you know, athletically, they match up with anybody across the state. I mean, they're that kind of athlete. They're those kind of athletes. But maybe if we had any advantage, it would be on the bigger bodies or more of the bigger bodies, I guess.
My point about that is, nobody is going to schedule a Rutherford County team unless they really think they've got a shot at it, you know, at coming out with a win. And that one, I'm sure, was circled and starred and everything on their schedule for the year. So, I mean, there are no cupcakes played week in and week out in this league by anybody, Blackman included.
No. The funny part about the Signal Mountain thing is that we were – really close to signing to getting Olive Branch to play us, and they were kind of keeping us on the line, you know, kind of on the hook because they wanted to play somebody closer to home, obviously.
Yeah.
And so we told them we needed a confirmation. Well, they wouldn't confirm. Well, Signal Mountain out of nowhere, we had called them 2.5 weeks previously, and they hadn't even returned our call. Called that day and said, if you can confirm with us today, we'll play. We can't find any other games, so we confirmed because we didn't want to wait on Olive Branch. Well, then I called Matt because I knew Matt was looking for a game. And said, you know, Olive Branch has kept us on the hook. You know, here's, you know, they're looking for a game too, blah, 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 blah. And they confirmed with Smyrna 2 or 3 days later. So, I mean, it's impossible in our league to find games.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's going to change, you know, after these two-year contracts. Hopefully they're going to put more teams or something in our district or region, whatever you want to call it. Because it's impossible to find, you know, to find these kind of games. Now, that was fun last night. Now, I don't know if it'll be as fun as when we're driving 2 hours next year to go to Signal Mountain. But, I mean, you know, you plan somebody different. It's probably fun for their kids and, you know, and fun for their fans to go on a trip and all that kind of stuff. But makes it different, I guess, and it certainly makes it a struggle. We've already hashed that out numerous times about us trying to schedule, you know,
right.
schedule in our league. But it made for some interesting games last night. You saw a good one, I think, you know, at Siegel. You were at Siegel last night, right? You saw a good one over there. And obviously Smyrna and Olive Branch was a great ball game. And our game was an unbelievably entertaining game. So, you know, all this scheduling stuff did result in good ball games last night.
I think all the Rutherford County teams, whether they were ranked or not, played a ranked opponent last night, you know. So that's the kind of football you're going to get, even if it's non-district week. You know, a lot of times there's a lot of attention on those district games, and it should be. It's, you know, home teams playing home teams. But the non-district schedule's rough, I'm telling you.
It
doesn't get
is.
Any easier next week, though. Back in the district.
Back in the district, yeah. It's tough. I mean, that's the fun part about it, though. I think your kids are learning how to play the game, but they're learning how to live life too. Because, you know, you got to be ready all the time. You can't be inconsistent with things you do in your life, and you can't be inconsistent on the football field. You got to have consistency. Be ready to get up, and go to work every day, or be ready to get up and play football every Friday night, whatever the case may be. I think these are some really good life lessons that you can learn in this game. You know, we play Oakland. Oakland's not going to be happy, you know. I mean, everybody, you know Tommy. I mean, he's not going to be happy. You know, he's not going to be happy with the result last night, and probably feels like he got beat by a team that he didn't, you know, certainly didn't expect to, him or his team expect to lose too. And you know what you're going to get? You're going to get a physical football team. You know, it's going to be a physical game. It's going to be, you know, a fight. You know, all those words and things that we use as football coaches, that's going to apply to next Friday night, you know, when Oakland comes over to Blackman. And it'll be fun. I mean, that's why you play the game, and that's why you enjoy the Friday night competition so much, even as a coach, is that you know what you're getting. You're going to get Oakland, that's not very happy right now, playing physical football. You're going to get Blackman, that's not very happy right now either, because we're not where we want to be. And it's going to be a physical contest, and we'll slug it out and see who comes out the other side.
Well, you mentioned, the game with Siegel, that it was going to be a bloodletting, and that's every district game. It was, and you know,
we let more blood out than they did, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, you fully expect that in this district. That's what makes it so much fun on a Friday night to go out and watch football games. I think it's unfortunate that all of these great games always wind up, the district games are always on the same night. It makes it for a tough choice to go watch a football game.
You'd wonder what would happen in our county if you could find a way to schedule games in which fans could actually go watch. Now, there's one game going on at a time. You can't do that, obviously. It's high school football. You're going to play on Friday night. But it'd be in this county, it would be very fun as a football fan myself to be able to go watch some of these games and, you know, see how they – I mean, see how they're how the kids compete, and you know the atmosphere. I mean, it'd be fun to sit up in the stands and watch some of these games. You know,
play two in one night. You know,
and right? That would be nice. I mean, you're right. I mean, it'd be awesome to play a 5 o'clock game, obviously when it's a little cooler outside like it is now, and in an 8 o'clock game or whatever. I mean, that'd be an unbelievable, you know, night of football.
You'd have to find a big place to hold that crowd.
Yeah, you would. You know, middle would probably be big enough to hold it.
Probably.
But that would be that. You're right. That would be fantastic, because it is, our league is entertaining, and you know, Coach Price from Signal Mountain, you know, was a head coach at Coffee County a few years ago, and he said that he would love to be a part of a league that's like our league, where every single Friday night you know exactly what you're going to get, and that's a you know, great atmosphere, well coached football teams, and a bunch of good athletes playing, and that is fun. I mean, what a high school football experience our kids have, comparing almost anybody else in the nation. We have something different in this county than most people do across the nation. I mean, that makes it neat. I mean, you know, our kids will be jacked up next week to play Oakland like they were last week to play Siegel. And you have no doubt that the team you're getting ready to play will bring just as much intensity as you do. And can't ask for anything more in high school football than that.
Midway through the regular season after next week, it's hard to believe it goes by so quick. But, I mean, it's a crucial point, because the second half of the season is tough, because it's just mostly all district.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, and you want to – you know, you don't want to put yourself behind the eight ball. You know, we're 3-1. Oakland's 3-1. And really, it's not so much about region games or whatever anymore. It's about records, right? I mean, so you want to be 4-2. I mean, you don't want to be 3-2. You'd rather be 4-2, you know. 4-1. So that's what the competition's about. But you can't – you know, you don't talk to your kids about all that stuff. You don't talk to them about, you know, what's the magic number of wins to get. You don't do that stuff. Our goal is to be 1-0 every week. All that other stuff will take care of itself. And so what we would expect from our kids is to have another great week of practice, to prepare to play, you know, really good Oakland team, really physical team. They're going to run the ball down your throats. That's what you're going to do. They'll throw the ball some. But what they want to do, and same thing we want to do, is we want to run the ball, they want to run the ball. And both of us can throw. They're a little younger at that quarterback position, but they can run around to that quarterback position more than we can run. They don't have the experience we have at the quarterback position, but athletically they got a big-time athlete back there playing quarterback, you know, whichever kid is in there. And so you're going to have two teams that like to run the football and can do other things besides run the ball. And so it's a test of wills, that's all it is, and which is the same thing you get most of the time in our league. And I have no doubt they'll be prepared. Tommy does a great job. You know, I don't have any doubt our kids will work hard this week and be ready to play next Friday night. And we'll get after it.
Well, we will see you at the Inferno next Friday.
So you're coming next week, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
We'll have some special food for you up there in the press
box.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you may ruin us before the game gets started.
But it'll be fun. It'll be a great atmosphere and a great environment. So look forward to next Friday night, and come on out and watch a ball game. It'll be a great one.
Philip, we'll see you there. Congratulations on the win last night.
Thank you.
Philip Shadowin's joining us this morning here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. When we come back, John Dinkins will talk to Greg Wyatt about the Siegel Stars. They're 4-0 for the first time in school history. We'll find out about that. Hope you enjoyed the game last night if you were not able to be there. And we're going to get his comments on that and the upcoming opponent for the Siegel Stars. The second hour rolls along here in just a moment.